Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. Francona goes all the way around to score. Essigian moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Romano reaches second base with a double. Essigian scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards Schilling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to second. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Francona takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to third. Essigian moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Francona scores. Essigian moves to third. Romano moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essigian scores. Romano scores. Held moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Hal Kalstead now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Runnels scores. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Perry for the double play. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Kahlstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahlstedt strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Hal Kahlstedt. Gary Bell now pitching. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling moves to third. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Schilling scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressoud takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Kindle steals second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essigian hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Essigian reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essigian scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-5, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud misplays the ball. That's an error on Bressoud. Kindle moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Kindle scores. Bell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-4 in the game. Luplow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nixon strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman pinch hits for Arnold Early. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.